Buster, thanks so much for stopping by. There is no good way to truly describe how bad all of this looks and how bad all of this feels. And most fans seem to be taking the sides of the players in all of this, but you'll often see a handful of fans who are saying, hey, there are 20 million people facing unemployment right now. Shut up and play. Suit up out there. Is there a side to blame in all of this?
Well, I think they both have contributed to this moment. In recent weeks, I think it's fallen more on the owners because there's this incremental nature of their offers. There doesn't seem to be any strong leadership on their side where someone's stepping up and saying, hey, guys, you know, with the context in this country, you mentioned all the people who've lost their jobs. People have lost their lives. Everything that has happened since George Floyd was killed. And the incredible opportunity that baseball had and now is squandered to have the whole sporting stage to themselves in early July, you know, to be the first out of the gate among the national sports to rebrand the game. The owners, you know, could have done that if there had been a leader on their side who had said, yeah, we're going to lose some money, but weighed against the overall value of the industry. About $50 billion, it's going to be relative pennies, but that didn't happen. I also think that there have been mistakes by the player association side dating back to 2016 that have contributed to this incredibly toxic relationship and maybe some opportunities for some horse trading in the early part of May. They didn't do that, and that's where we are. I really feel like that whenever they get the current crisis resolved, on both sides, there needs to be some serious self-assessment about, okay, how did we get to this point where we have such a toxic, unproductive relationship that's gotten to the point where the two sides aren't even talking?
Yeah, that's something we'll talk about here in just a few. I want to go back to a couple of days ago and even yesterday, because Rob Manfred's comments over the last few days have just been such a back and forth, and I just don't understand how the commissioner of the league can go from encouraging to discouraging with his words. What are you hearing from players and maybe others within the league after he came out yesterday and told Mike Greenberg that he wasn't confident in a baseball season in 2020?
Well, I think a lot of people wondering about, you know, just how effective he is in that role. You know, Bud Selig, when he was commissioner, he had come in as an owner. He had a lot of alliances. He had relationships with everybody. I think the fact that Rob is essentially an employee of the 30 owners has been borne out in this. That, you know, he can go into a room and try to convince these guys to do something, you know, to lead them in a direction, but it doesn't feel like he's able to do that. And let's face it, I mean, just see the reaction on social media now to Rob. He's got no credibility with the players.
Yeah.
They can't stand him. They rip him. And I do think, again, is whenever there's a pause here, I think there has to be a serious question about whether or not Rob can continue. I thought when he took over as commissioner that he would, you know, forge relationships with players in a way that maybe we've seen with Adam Silver in the NBA, where, you know, Adam in a crisis can call up a LeBron. I don't think Rob has the ability to do that. And I think it, you know, would have been a really important tool in this current crisis.
And that's the tough thing about this, because here he is, a Cornell guy from right here in our own backyard. And I tell you what, it just hasn't been a good look for him lately. But and that's because since he took over as commissioner of baseball 5 years ago, it just feels like there's no evidence that baseball is in a better place. There's been a sign-stealing scandal. Minor League Baseball's a mess right now. And obviously all of this stuff going on during a pandemic. Is it even possible for him to salvage his legacy at this point?
It's going to be tough because of the response of the players, and he needs the players. And look, there have been times during this, you know, during this his run as commissioner, like in 2017, and I wrote a column about this at the time when the Red Sox and Yankees had their Apple Watch sign-stealing stuff. I thought he should have come down with an absolute hammer back then, send a message,
yeah,
you know, let people know. I've written about the fact that, you know, there's been some serious tanking in baseball since 2013. He kept on waiting for leaders in sport to say, this is wrong, you know, and in the end, it's really contributed to the distrust and the suspicion from the players. Service time manipulation with players like Chris Bryant, George Springer, the Astros, that was never addressed. And And as I say, I really feel like that the Players Association leadership, since the 2016 CBA, they have not engaged. And I know that Rob and the leadership on owner's side have been very frustrated. And in some respects, I think that's cut the legs out from Rob as he tries to do his work. But it leaves him in the position that he is in right now, and that you just wonder if he's able to connect with anybody other than the owners that he works for.
We're chatting with ESPN MLB insider and host of the Baseball Tonight podcast, Buster Olney, here on Between the Lines. Do you think that there are some owners who just don't want to play baseball this year?
I know there are, because their feeling is that, look, if we don't play, then that means we're not going to have more payroll obligations piled on top of the money that we've already lost. I really feel like would be so incredibly short-sighted, because, mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to lose money, but on the other hand, you get to be a daily distraction for fans, something that fans are excited about. And you know what? That chance might already be squandered. That was something that really, from the owner's perspective, needed to be taken off the table back in May, but it didn't happen. And so now you do wonder, as time goes on and the gap between the two sides gets larger and larger, that you might have more owners joining that group. What I heard a month ago was six owners were ready to say no baseball this year. And you do wonder if there are owners who are ready to go into a protracted war with the union because of the incredibly unproductive relationship. Maybe their feeling is, we're already losing money this year. We know we're probably going to lose money next year unless there's a coronavirus vaccine. We know we have a CBA that's set to expire in December 2021. Let's play the long game. Let's wait these guys out. We've got the bigger pile of chips. Let's wait and see if we can get the financial system that we want, i.e. breaking the union.
How bad is the labor war in baseball going to be because of this? Like, what's worst case scenario in your eyes in all of this, not just for this season, but for the future?
Yeah, worst case scenario is no baseball this year, because what that would mean would be that all of the labor issues that have been on the table the last 2 months would still be there.
Right.
They would merely be deferred. Fast forward into this fall, the players are going to get crushed in free agency. The numbers are going to come back. The anger is going to grow. Next spring, unless there is a vaccine for the coronavirus, you have all the same questions that we're trying to answer now. Going into spring training next year, as one agent said to me, who has some influence, next year you're going to potentially be talking about the possibility of a strike or a lockout. And if, in fact, the owners are taking that long view, this thing might drag out into 2022. And what I really feel like is that the leadership on both sides might be underestimating the animus and the anger that's building toward the industry of baseball, and that when they do open the doors, that there'll be a lot of people won't come back. Look, in 94, 95, after that, attendance went down 20%. TV ratings were down. The Montreal Expos franchise was effectively killed by what happened. But that was at a time of relative prosperity. It's not close to the context we have now.
It's kind of scary to think about. Everybody's shooting themselves in the foot right now. Buster, really appreciate the time. Be safe, be well out there, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.